Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening.
Resolution. Naturally, one thinks of belt tightening the day after December's last hurrah, bitter greens on the tongue while nursing the year's first hangover, a promise made to the self, a wishing against the inevitable surrender to the catcalls and come-ons of bad habits. But the Latin resolvere meant to loosen, unfasten, like how we heat milk to filter out unwanted microbes, like the increasing number of pixels our cameras cram into an inch of photograph, the breakdown of something unfathomable or insurmountable into manageable components, not the forest, but the trees. Don't say, I want to lose weight. Say, I will exercise 30 minutes a day. Don't say, the dictator should step down. Instead, refuse to go along with the quotidian tyranny right in front of you. The moral arc of the universe bends toward justice, Dr. King observed. Agree or disagree, but most ailments go away on their own, little by little. The tap water here in Brooklyn comes out clouded and effervescent, but soon settles to clarity. The picture sharpens. Dissonance usually becomes consonance, which is how we like our music most of the time, ending at the beginning, like the chord we call the tonic, like the rambunctious and sweet soda into which I will mix my vodka before blessing the coming calendar. We all believe in resurrection a little. We all hope for healing. If not the turning back of time, then the promise sunrise will bring a chance to try again, to call the kids more often, to love her the way she deserves, to stop when I am full, to give more to everyone with less. Both clock hands arrive at the number that means simultaneously midnight and new morning. We raise our glasses, unbutton our jackets, unknot our ties, close our eyes, open our mouths. We are new creatures. Once again, our first word is happy.
You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.